Dal and Subos continued. Yud El Hitoshin Mem Aleph, September 9th, 1981, on Tuesday continued.
Because Sunday is not consistent with the time of Shul. But then now, as a result of this deal, that the Psula cannot get married on Sunday either, even though it's consistent with the time of that Psula, but you cannot get married on Sunday because it's inconsistent with the time of Shul. So the way we have a certain result that this halacha, that the Mishnah says in Perek Avot, Higiyu Azman Lo'Nisu, is Eichlis Mishalei, if the 12-month period expires and the Psula is not married, so then the Chosn becomes responsible for her support anyway, even though she is not married to him. So, would not apply. As a result of this deal of Shogdo, it will not apply to a case, his Chiyuv of Mizenes will not take place in a case where the 12-month period expires and so on. So in other words, according to the original memory, the dean of the Mishnah Navalpi was mentioned as the reason for Ipsula not getting married on Sunday. According to the second memory of Rav Yisef, so the dean of the Mishnah is not mentioned by Shmuel as the reason for Ipsula not to get married on Sunday. But, in other words, this din of Shogdo affects the din mentioned in Mishnah Avopi. Even though the Mishnah Avopi says that when the 12-month period expires and she doesn't get married to the Chosn, so Memele the Chosn is mechuyev in giving her mezenes, but in a case where the 12-month period expires on Sunday, and he doesn't marry her because the takone of Shogdo is ma'akev, prevents him from getting married, so he is not mechuyev mizenes. So it makes good sense, the second man. All right, now let's see the Rashi and then let's see the Teshuvos. Vivishoshaninu, we come in Maksho, Yigi Azman Lini, so we come to the Kavapi. Nam Yisrim Shloshim Mosachim, Shdova Bao, Vihizir, Alam Suyim, Rifameis, Atzma Bitachshiti, Rifanis, the Ramon Oshation, he gives Mandolini, so the Hupo will come in the forest, Sheikh Vaba. Anyways, Mishnah, so in other words, Rashi mentions the deal of the Mishnah. So, Mishitova Bao, we hear our ensuing, Rifanis, Atzma Bitachshiti. So that means that the Kaled Arusi has a 12-month period. In other words, he cannot force her to get married within 12 months. She can say, I need more time to get ready for the wedding. Even though she's already his wife, she's his, I would say, but he cannot pressure her, force her, to get married before the 12-month period expires. Why? Because she can say, I need more time to prepare myself. Tachshitim, all those things. Okay, so, so in other words, the halacha of 12-month period works both ways. In other words, it works both ways. In other words, the kale cannot be pressured into getting married before 12 months expire as of the Gdushin. And so, in other words, so what does it mean? She cannot So what does it mean? So in other words, she is given a 12-month period. And what if she, the 12 months expire as of the Gushin, and the Kala Dahusa says, I can't get married, I'm not ready yet. So what happens then? He can make Nisuin Balkorcho. I mean, that was mentioned in the Tesis. We discussed it last year, that Balkorcho Nisuin cannot take effect, so it doesn't matter how many months expired, even if 50 years expired, even if 50 years expired. So even if 50 years expired, so he cannot marry her Balkorcho. If she doesn't give her consent, he cannot marry her, period. That doesn't make any difference how many months it is. So what does it mean? What does the Mishnah mean? Neisnir ripsuro shemos achidesh mishetov ha'bal v'hizir al ha'nsuyim v'fam isatz mitashit. So the 12-month period works both ways. It's a period that is given to the chosn, and it's a period that is given to the kalv, to the arus. So insofar as the 12-month period that is given to the chosn, that is given to the chosn, is concerned, we understand the meaning of that halacha. In other words, let's say, if the kalev wants to get married, and the chosn says, I'm not ready, I don't have a good job, I'm not ready to marry you. So there, Bezdin will tell the chosn, you're not marrying her, it's already 12 months since the Gushin, you have to support her anyway. So we understand. So we understand the significance of the 12-month period as a period to which the chosn is entitled. But Rashi mentions here the other aspect of the 12-month period as a period of 12 months to which the kali, the arusa, is entitled. So what does it mean she's entitled to 12 months? And let's say, so that means if it's not 12 months yet since the arusa, so then he cannot force her to get married. And if it is 12 months, and she says, I'm not ready, I want to wait another year. So what? He can force her? He can be nisuin Balkorcho? That's impossible. They cannot be nisuin Balkorcho. So what does it mean? If it's more than 12 months, if it's already 12 months, then he can divorce her? Can divorce her anyway? Prior to Chirin Rabbi Gershon, so the husband could divorce his wife Balkorcho. So not only in Isuok, he can divorce Balkorcho. Certainly in Aruso, he can also divorce Balkorcho. So what's the meaning of this din of the Mishnah as a 12-month period to which the cow is entitled? The 12-month period works both ways. It's a period to which the chosn is entitled, and it is a period to which the cow is entitled. So, one second. As a period to which the chosn is entitled, we understand. That means, if he doesn't marry her upon the expiration of 12-month period, so then Bezdin tells him, you didn't marry her, so give her support. You have to give her mezainis. We cannot force you to get marry her, we cannot force him, but he has to support her. That Bezdin will force him. But the other aspect of the 12-month period, as a period to which the Kala is entitled. So what does it mean? He cannot force her within 12 months. Fine. And after 12 months, he can force her. They cannot be nisuin Balkorcho. What does it mean? He can divorce her. He can divorce her even if 12 months didn't expire. He just decides to divorce her. Prior to Chirin Rabbi Gershon, he was able to divorce her. So what does it mean that she is entitled to a 12-month period within which to have the nisuin, and not more than 12 months? So what if she refuses? He cannot be nisuin Balkorcho. So the obvious pshat is, because there is a halacha of meyades. Of meyades. If a woman is a meyades, so the halacha is that the husband can divorce her. He can divorce her anyway, even if she's not a meyades. But he can divorce her, and he doesn't have to give her iksuin. That's the halacha by meyades. If a woman is a meyades, so the obvious pshat in this Mishnah, when the Mishnah says neisnin uipsulo shnimos achidesh mishitova habar v'hizir al suyim v'fardal tashish, she's entitled to 12 months. but not more than 12 months. And suppose he already advised her he wants to get married on a day, and the 12 months expired as of that day, and she is not ready. So then, if she is not ready, so if she refuses to get married to him, upon the expiration of the 12-month period, she acquires a din of imei hades, and then if the oath decides to divorce her, so he can divorce her, not even give her exit. So that's the meaning, that's the significance of the 12-month period, that to which the Count Darus is entitled. But the same 12-month period that to which the Kali is entitled, so knows the Chosn is also entitled. And what does it mean? Just 1 second. And what does it mean? What does it mean? That Shlimos HaChodesh, in other words, so if the 12 months expired and he still refuses to marry her, so then Bezdin will tell him, you don't marry her, you have to support her. You have to support her. Yes, what is it?
When the 12-month period comes up, if she says she's not ready to get married, he's not chayav to feed her.
What?
Maybe what it means is...
Of course he's not chayav to feed her. Why should he be chayav to feed her? He is mechuyev to support her if the beniyah is on his side, on his part. But if he wants to marry and she refuses, she needs another 2 months to buy a dress. So we have to tell us that he doesn't have to support her. Naturally, he doesn't have to support her. Why should he have to support her? If she is willing to get married and he is not ready, so then the halacha is that he has to support her. But if he is ready, he wants to marry her. She is not ready. So how could there be salkadaitoch that he should be mechuyev to give her support just because she is not ready?
Does everybody hold
the two and have the two? Yeah, all right, I mean, suppose he was mischaying so. All right. So, if it's in Mokim, she engages with Ksuvela Arusi. So, but he still can be mechaying with Ksuve. Suppose he was mechaying with Ksuve, and now if she is not ready to get married, he can divorce her and not give her the Ksuve, even though he was mischayev at the time of the Kedushin.
But he was only mischayev because of the Kedushin, not because of the Ksuve.
Doesn't matter, but she has a din of Emeonis. That's the halacha, so she has a din of Emeonis. Alright, now, so Rashi, now it's a little strange. Here we are not discussing that the 12-month period has two aspects. It has a twofold aspect. It has an aspect for her, and it has an aspect for him. Yes, what? Alright, so that's what I'm asking. So, why does Rashi mention this aspect? After all, here we're not discussing the aspect that is given for her benefit. Here we are discussing the aspect that is beneficial for him. Here we are applying the aspect that is beneficial to him. In other words, that even though he's mechuyev mizeines, but in the case where the 12 months expire on his Sunday, so then he doesn't become mechuyev mizeines. So why does Rashi mention the other aspect that is not relevant here? So apparently, Rashi holds that even though it has a twofold aspect, but there is a connection between the two. In other words, one is true on the other. In other words, whatever is true of one aspect is also true of the other aspect. So that's why Rashi mentions the other aspect. הגיע הזמן ולניסי לחופו וקמו לפורש שאיתו בבעל. איך לסמישלי שהבעל חייב מזנס? שהבעל חייב במזנס אישתי, מתעקון הזבזי, כדוריקמון בפרק נער. Now, why does Rashi say שהבעל חיים בזה נשיא שתי מתקון הסבזן כדו יקמון בפרק נאו אני as to whether a bow as to whether a bow is מחויה בזה נשיא שתי מדרעיסה או מדרבונו זה מחלק לסנוי אני מוס לשאין פסקו מוס לשאין פסקו like the Tanoim, that that Mizeinus, that Sheo, Sheo Ksusom Inoso Miikra, so Sheo, that's Mizeinus. There is a Tanoim who explains Sheo Ksusom in a different sense, but most Rishonim pask like that, I mean, the Rambam paskos like that, the two paskos like that, the Mechaber, the Ramo, they all pask, there are some Rishonim who don't pask like that, the Rambam doesn't pask like that. But anyway, there is a Machlokes Tanoim. Why does Rashi mention Shabbal Chayim Zeres Hishtei Mitakonez Bezi? That's only according to certain Tanoim who explain Sheo Ksuso in another sense. But according to most Tanoim, so Sheo means Mizeres. So it's not only Takonez Bezi, it's a Chiyuv Deraisa. So why does Rashi mention Shabbal Chayim Zinus Hishtim Takonez Bezin? The answer is, insofar as the Chiyuv of Zinus Midrais is concerned, so it can only apply to Tzui Mamish, not to a woman whom the husband was obligated to marry and through default he didn't marry. So he's negligent, it's his fault, fine, but he's still not Mechuyev in Zinus Hishtim. I mean the rights of it. Because Sheiro Ksuso Vinoso Vinikra applies to a Nisuye, not to a woman who was supposed to be a Nisuye, but on account of his default, she is not his Nisuye. Now here we are mentioning Gitakones Chachomi, that the husband becomes Mechuye in the Mizenes of a woman who is not Nisuye to him as yet. So the Mele Rashi did not want to mention the Chiyuv Mizeinus Deraisa, because if there had been only a Chiyuv Mizeinus Deraisa, not my Bezin, so there it could not apply to a woman who is not in Arus and Yisua yet. But Rashi mentions Shabbal Chayev Mizeinus Ishtei Mitakonez Bezin. In other words, first of all, Rashi only wants to point out that even when the Deraise, the Chiyuv Mizeinus with the Deraise doesn't apply, but there is a Chiyuv of Mizeinus is one of the Tnoi Ksuv. It's one of the Tnoi Ksuv. I mean, because it's mentioned the Ksuv of Ani Afalach Veikia, Veizin Vapalis Yisichi Lichi Kigumi Yidoi. So it's one of the Tnoi Ksuv. So now, so even according to the Tanoi, that is Mechuyev Midraise, so it's Mechuyev Midraise. But if there will be any situation where the Chiyuv Mizeinus Midraise will not apply, whether it is because according to certain Tanoim there is no Chiyuv Mizeinus, or even according to the Tanoim that there is a Chiyuv Mizeinus, but suppose there is a situation, there are many situations where Midraise is not Mechuyev to support. There are, by Nisui too, there might be situations. So in such a case, he'll be Mechuyev Machmas Noiksu. So in other words, over the book, the Chiyuv Mizeinus Midraise, there is a Chiyuv of Mizeinus of Noiksu too. But in the ordinary case, we don't have to resort to it. But if there is any situation where for some reason, the Chiyuv Mizeinus Midraise doesn't apply, so then he is still Mechuyev to give a Mizeinus. To give a Mizeinus mitzat no iksuve. As a matter of fact, I don't know whether the extent of support that the husband is Mechuyev to give to his wife he coincides with the Chiyuv Mizeinus of Midraise. There are so many clothing, I mean, how is he Mechuyev to be Mevarneser? So there might be that on a Midraise level, even though he is Mechuyev Mizeinus, but not to the extent that he is Mechuyev Yitzat Noi Ksuve. So even according to the Tanoim, that Sheiro is Mizera, Sheiro means Mizeres, but there is over and above the Chiyuv Mizeres Midraise, there is a Chiyuv of Mizeres Mitzatnoi Ksuve. Now, but here when the Chachomim of Misake, that the Zman is alive for marrying her, and he didn't marry her. So he's also Mechuyim Mizeres. So there it's not on the basis of the Chiyuv Mizeres Midraise, because on the basis of the Chiyuv Mizeres Midraise, there couldn't be any Rabbonos. So, but the reason is why the Chachomim were able to be Misakim the Chiyuv of Mizeres vis-a-vis an Ahuso who should have got married, but who is not married to him as yet, is because vis-a-vis Nisuo, over and above the Chiyuv Mizeres Midraise, there is also a Chiyuv Mizeres Mitzatnoi Ksume. So Mele, the Chachomim extended the Chiyuv of Mizeres on the score of Noi Ksume. They applied it even to a woman who is not in Nisuo as yet, but in Nisuo who should, but to a woman who should have been in Nisuo, but because of his default, she is not in Nisuo as yet. Alright. So Shabbat Chayim is in a session that goes best until the camp break now. Veich oi mitromo in Kenu, vini bas Yisroel shakei machle es ish nitromo, ki di yali, vikeen ki ikneh, vikach shaminu ksuro niseis. Now, here Rashi is explaining the first memory of Aviz. Lo yidia sheta kones chachomim leakvosei milikneis vein ikvezu shaloi. So Rashi is explaining the first memory of Rav Yehise. So what was the original memory of Rav Yehise? That because of the din mentioned in Mishneh and Avodah, that Igi Azman will be Seichlis Mishalei. That's why, whether we understand it or not, but this is what Rav Yehise said in his original memory, that because of the Aloche of Igi Azman will be Seichlis Mishalei, that's the reason as to why our Mishneh implies that even on Sunday she couldn't get married. Even on Sunday. Because after all, Sunday seems to be consistent with the time of Tanis Psuri. But still the Mishneh says Psuri Nisli Movida, Sunday not, even though it is consistent with the time of Tanis Psuri. So Sunday not. Why Sunday not? Because of the Aloche of Higiyas Manu Nisli. How does it make sense? There's the question. But this is what Rashi says. Luidia sheta kones chachomim miakvosei milikneis v'nikvos v'shalem. Mored Avrom. Tamo audim l'rabe. V'yoma mored Avrom. Ma ze holo nishmu elei makei. V'ei chacholo Rav Yehise. V'shochach Talmudei. V'tei Avrom of Rishen. So in other words, Rashi is trying to minimize the difficulty. I mean, Rav Yehise himself was amazed at himself. How? But the question is, all right, so he changed, he modified the memory. But how did it make sense to him originally when he's tried to explain this din of the Mishnah, namely that the Psuah cannot get married on any day other than Wednesday, thus implying not even on a Sunday? So in the original memory, Rav Yehise, in the name of Rav Yudah Bar Shmuel, try to explain it on the basis of the deeming of Avopi. Higi Azman V'Niseich Mishalei. That's the reason as why on Sunday Yitzhak Nehemiah. So, he was amazed. So how did he say it? So Rashi says he said it because Rav Yisef was sick for a certain time. And the Gemara mentions several times Rav Yisef Cholo B'Shochach Talmudei. So then his Talmudim had to remind him, because during the sickness, so he forgot many aloches. So Rashi says the original memory of Rav Yisef was made in the course of Rav Yisef's sickness. So then when he recuperated, when he recovered from his sickness, so Rav Yisef expressed his amazement against himself. How how was he able to explain, in the course of his sickness, to explain this bit of the Mishnah, namely, that the Ipsula cannot get married on any day other than Wednesday, not even on Sunday, on the basis of the deen of Yigiyaz Manu Nisei Chumshalei, as if this deen of Yigiyaz Manu Nisei Chumshalei would be the cause of the deen in our Mishnah, that on Sunday cannot get married. It doesn't make sense. So this is what Rashi says. Tomo Tayin Nitanye, Tere Tam Mishneh Shniya, Bi Mishneh Shene Shniya. Umashin Rabi Yisir Hitayin Nitanye, Ho Tanye Ho Tanye, Zu Shniya Bi Zu Shniya, Ewa Tomo Tanye Lim Forash Tayin, Ewa Tanye Lim Forash Tayin. Mishneh Seinu Tayin Lim Forash Bisecho, Ki Shiyakim Yashkin Lebezi, Vi Yigi Azman, Ein Shem Tam Lim Forash Bo, Leimam Pni Mayim Yigi Azman, Vecha Bishabes Yimayu Bizinis. Vitinose Vecha Bishabes, כולו רבי יסי קומה לו, ואחשו ששומינו, שובדו בשביל תקונה זו, הוא מיוקד במכניס דחת משאבס, ועד איזה ששם. לפי חוך, רבי יסי ניסיים לו, משני נפשי, מסבור אלומה, לפי חוך, הוניו, ולומדנו שהמוקד מחמסים איזה חי מזינו, שחולו הוא, אי פרסמידו, so in the mind of his hands. Anyway, so this is how Rashi explains. What we see, Taisa says, מפני מה הם רצו לניסים אני מביא, לפי ששנים. אין שאיר הטעם, לא מוניסים ברבי, דינקיין, לא יחד למשם המידה, אלא רוח הפירושי, מפני מה הם רוקלים המים נפקמיני, שתיקנו שניסים ברבי, ומשם נפקמיני אליני מזינס, ותרומו, ורבי יסף קומיטמי, מורד אברום, ונפקוסי מפרושת בהגה, שאם הויו ביתיים עצומי, So maniach nafkuse zuam vreshes viteifes nafkuse achim. So it seems that Teisves was not satisfied with this kind of apparent explanation. I don't know whether Rashi meant that. But let's say that Rashi meant that. That Enoch and Abne, that Rabbi Yisrael's original language did not make sense. It simply did not make sense. So how could Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not saying that this is the Pshat in Rashi, but let's assume, for argument's sake, that according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yisrael's original memory did not make sense. Why? Because Rabbi Yisrael, so how could he say something that doesn't make sense? It doesn't fit Rabbi Yisrael to say something that doesn't make sense. He was sick, all right, so he's an honest. So in other words, so he said something that didn't make sense. So if Teisves had felt that this kind of pshat is possible, so then Teisves couldn't say in sheva tam lo munisi gavi dim kila am lishan emide. But you know, lishan emide doesn't make sense. All right, it didn't make sense. He was sick. So Teisves does not like this kind of explanation. That Enoch and Ame, Rav Yosef's original memory did not make sense, but he still said it because he was sick. It's not conceivable that Rav Yosef said something that doesn't make sense because he was sick. Someone have shared. Not that it's impossible that Rav Yosef was so sick, that he couldn't say something that makes sense. But if Rav Yosef was so sick that he had to say something that doesn't make sense, so Rav Yosef wouldn't even have said it, and then the other thing that is certainly true, the Gemara wouldn't even have mentioned. Why should the Gemara mention it? His original memory. If Rav Yosef said it at the moment when his state of mind was such on account of his sickness, that he said certain things that didn't make sense. Now the Gemara mentions in Bar Metzia, that when Shlokish died for his certain period of time, so Rabbi Yochanan had lost his mind. He had lost his mind. So the Gemara would mention the memories, the things that Rabbi Yochanan said when he was devoid of his mind. So why should the Gemara mention in the Shacharitaria, the original memory of Rabbi Yosef, if Rabbi Yosef had been so sick that he had to say something that doesn't make sense? So Mele, that's why Teisves says, "Ein shelata lo monisis gavi din kei lahavim shalom midi." Elo ha perushim. So Taisa says another pshat. In other words, assuming that Rabbi Yitzchak's original memory was made while he was sick, alright, so while he was sick, so the Gemara mentions Rabbi Yitzchak, so then Talmidim had to remind him what Rabbi Yitzchak said. That's understandable. But, I mean, that the Gemara should mention a member of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak said while he was sick, and that didn't make sense, that's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. So that's why Tetzler says that Eishe Latam, Loma Nisi Gerdi, Din Kain, Lahavim Shana Mide, Elohocha Perushe, Mipni Ma Omo, Klema, Mai Nafkemine She Tiknu She Nisi Gerdi, Umishame Nafkemine Lini Mizene Se Tromo. So in other words, even the original memory of Rabbi Yitzchak, so it made sense. If it didn't make sense, so Rabbi Yitzchak wouldn't have said it, and for some reason Rabbi Yitzchak said it anyway because he was very severely sick, so the Gemara wouldn't mention it. So it did make sense. So how did it make sense? So in other words, when Rabbi Yosef in his original memory said, "Mipni ma'om u'sula nismu mavi v'fishi shaminu," he didn't mean "Mipni ma'om u." What is the reason as to why the Chachamim are misaking that the psula has to get married, is allowed to get married only on Wednesday, but not on any other day, not even on Sunday? Why can't the psula get married even on Sunday? Because the Mishnah says, "Nisu v'leikias manechus b'shalei." That's why she can't get married on Sunday. That would be confusing, cause with effect. That wouldn't make sense. Because it's not that because of the halacha of Igiyas Mamre Nisu is Eichos Mishalei, that's why Psula can get married on Sunday. But as a result of this halacha, that Ipsula cannot get married on Sunday, is not allowed to get married on Sunday. So the name of this deal of Igiyas Mamre Nisu, Eichos Mishalei, has its limitation. That if the 12-month period expires on a Sunday or on a Monday or on a Tuesday or on a Thursday or on a Friday, and he doesn't marry her upon the expiration of 12 months, he doesn't become the chuyav immediately in her support. So, but he couldn't say that this din of Igiyas Mamre Nisu is the cause of the halacha of the Ipsula Nisu's being rishon. So what did Rabbi Yosef in his original memory mean? Rabbi Yosef in his original memory says, not why is Ipsula, why can't Ipsula, he's not asking in his original memory, why Ipsula cannot get married on Sunday? What's the nafkin meaning of getting married on Sunday and getting married on Wednesday? What's the nafkimine between a psula getting married on Wednesday or any day of the week? Let's say on Monday, Tuesday, I mean Thursday. What's nafkimine? So Rabbi Yosef said in the original memory, he said that the nafkimine between a psula getting married on Wednesday and a psula getting married on any other day, the nafkimine is if the 12-month period expires on Wednesday and he doesn't marry her, he becomes mechuyev in the sense. But if the 12-month period expires on any day other than Wednesday and he doesn't marry her, he doesn't become mechuyev in the sense. That's nafkimine. In other words, so Rabbi Yosef, when he said with me, Ma'omo, he didn't mean what is the cause of this takone, what is the reason for this takone, what is the nafkimine, the result of this takone. So the result of this takone that the woman can get married only on Wednesday, the result of this takone is in regard to the aloche of Igiyas Mamre Nisu Mishalei. So as a result of this takone, that a woman can get married only on Wednesday, So it follows that if the 12-month period expires on Wednesday, and according to Stakone, she can get married on Wednesday, he can marry on Wednesday, so he becomes Mechuyev Mezeiros. But if the 12-month period expires on any other day of the week, not Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and he doesn't marry her, he doesn't become Mechuyev Mezeiros. So the Mechuyev is not expressive of the question, what is the reason as to why the Chachamim are misaking Dafka on Wednesday if she gets married. But it's expressive of the question, what is the result, the nafkimine, of this takon? So it makes good sense. But still, so the question is, so why was he amazed? Why was Rabbi Yosef amazed? So what he said in the original memory made very good sense. So it's still not very sound, the memory. Even though it made sense, but it's not very sound anyway. Because if the question was, what is the nafkemine, what is the result, the nafkemine, of this takone, that a woman has to get married on Wednesday, and the answer is, the nafkemine is, that if the 12-month period expires on Wednesday, he becomes achori from the zenith. And if the 12-month period expires on any other day of the week, he does not become achori for the mizeinis. So the question is, if that is the question, so Shmuel should have said that there is a bigger nafkemine. In other words, if she gets married on Wednesday, then he's in a position to present the Tanis Pesukim immediately. But if he gets married on any other day, he's not in a position. This is how it is explained. Ein shiratam, lo munisi davi. Yim keila ar mishan amide, aloha ha-perushe. Ve ma omro, keleima, ma nafkimine she tikmi she nisbu abi, mishan nafkimine in zene sotrumo. Ve rabi yisit komitam, in more la avro, ve la fkuse, mi for she behedye, she imo yo ta nisumim, ve hu maniach nafkuse zu amofreshes, ve teifes nafkuse achet. So then Rabbi Yosef says, Shmuel said something else. Shmuel did not raise the question. Did not raise the question, what is the meaning of the halacha that the psula is to get married that on Wednesday? So, but Shmuel raised another question. What is the time as to why a psula can get married only Wednesday, not any other day. So Bishwein, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday now. So the Mishnah spells it out. But why Sunday now? So the reason is because besides the Takone of Tanis Psulim, there's not the Takone of Shomri. And that's the reason. So since there is a Takone of Shomri and a Takone of Tanis Psulim, so mainly it affects the application of the Din in the Mishnah. So that's all right. This is how it is explained. Now, of course, Tesis Pshat strains the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara, because Pashtus Lashon HaGemara, without Tesis saying it, so tends to indicate that Rabbi Yosef in his original memory was trying to give an answer to the question as to what is the reason as to why a psula has to get married on the name of the Levi. And he said, the reason is because there is a loche of Yigiyas Mahmoud Yisrael Shalei. How could that be the reason? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. But because it didn't make sense, that's why Jesus was forced to strain the Pashtus Haloshin of the first memory. And to say that Rabbi Yosef in his original memory did not raise the question, what is the reason, but what is not given? Because otherwise, it won't make sense. But the other Shemim, who refuse to explain the original memory of Rabbi Yosef that way, because it doesn't seem to be consistent with the Pashtus Haloshin of Rabbi Yosef's first Loshin, because the usual connotation of Mipnei Ma Omru is, why did the Chachamim say, not what is the Nafkemin? So the question of Isaiah, so then, Rabbi Yosef in his original memory did not make sense. Now, what is Rashi is very ambiguous. Rashi says in explaining the first memory, so he says, he says, but the question is, why is Inkvazushalay on Sunday? Bishlam Monday, Tuesday, fine. But Sunday, so before Rav Yitzchak knew of the Takone of Shomdu, so why did he say, Takones Chachomim Makvosim Miknes, Takones Chachomim is Makvosim Miknes on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, but not on Sunday? Because so far, so Rav Yitzchak didn't know yet of the Takone of Shomdu. Now let's see what the Ramban says. וזה של הרמב״ם זהו בחידושו. הודי בואי רבי יסף, that's that gimel in the Mishnah, the last paragraph in the first column. וזה של הרמב״ם זהו בחידושו. הודי בואי רבי יסף, נאו אמרו, צור ניסים דאו אינו רב קשה. תהיו נברך את בשבס, ויש לי תנס צורים, ישכו לבית, ורקום, היי חמדה של נוסי, דאו לדעת, ועוד אור מתיים מהם משום משכו לבית, וחוששו לעקור את דעס, ולהי תיימא תינוס אינם מבחד בשם. Now, he doesn't, the Ramban doesn't explain it like this. According to Tisves, so the original memory of Rabbi Yitzchak, when he said with me, how long ago, he didn't mean my own role. Why did the Chachomim say, Dabki in Dalet? Why not on any other day? Why not on a Sunday? No, but according to this shot, the original memo of Rav Yosef meant Miklima Omru, what's the Nakimine of Tzumim? Nakimine is Ligabe becoming Mechuyev Yisrael. So, but the Ramban doesn't explain that. Lahi Taimei, he says that Rav Yosef in his original memory also meant what Rav Yosef in his ultimate memory. What does Rav Yosef say in his ultimate memory? So when he said in the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, he meant, why not give him a bee? What's wrong with Sunday? All right, between Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, you understand? It's inconsistent with Tam Sur. But why not? What's wrong with Sunday as a suitable day for getting married? So this is what he asked in the original memory. So what was the original teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak? V'nichalei yemrivi rolu nisum yeisa v'echad mishabes shimgi azman v'echad mishabes v'nimayro mizeis v'nigia v'rivi mayro v'pichoch tnan v'yemrivi avon rotzo keyisa v'echad mishabes ki yiton esayit time. Because my time in the Mayo, Tinosi Bechad Mishabes, we are all the same. So if you should say no, we take no crowd, or we should ask no business, we say a time after you lech of Mishabes, so we won't know what we'll be. So then, Rabbi Yitzchak said that the memory of Shmuel was something else. But the original memory of Rabbi Yitzchak alleged, with the Mayo, not what is enough to me. That's the thesis. The Ramban rejects this because the usual connotation of Mitnima is why? Why did the Chachomim say Bevi Davke? Not any other day. Not Monday, not Tuesday, not Thursday, not Friday. That we understand because of Tanis Tzuri. But the expression Tinot Tzuri Tzuri implies not on Sunday. Why not on Sunday? That's consistent with the Talmud of Tanis Psuri. Why not on Sunday Mitnimaomu Psuri Nisil Yobi Dabki Nimobi, but not any other day, not even Sunday? Why not? What's wrong with Sunday as a suitable day for getting married? It's consistent with the Talmud of Tanis Psuri. So the answer given by the original member of Rav Yitzchak is because the Mishnah says so what deal does that Mishnah of Pi mention? This Mishnah of Pi mentions that if the 12 months period expires, so then it's an imperative for him to marry. Immediately, the moment the 12-month period expires, the Mishneh in Avopi says it's imperative. It's an imperative for him. It's a must for the chosen to marry. So Mele, since it's a mass, so if he doesn't, so he's considered responsible as if he married her, because it's not the fact that he married her that makes him obligated to Mizenes. It's the fact that he is obligated to marry her, and he cannot postpone, that makes him responsible for her support. So the first lotion of Rabbi Yehoshua said that while Sunday seems to be similar to Wednesday, in the sense that just as on Wednesday, so the chosen is allowed to marry a psula, so on Sunday is also allowed, but there is one difference between Sunday and Wednesday. The heavy common denominator, Sunday and Wednesday, according to the original member of Rabbi Yisrael, heavy tzarashot, the common denominator, namely, that he's allowed on both days to marry her. But there is one difference. On Wednesday, not only he's allowed to marry her, on Wednesday, so he's obligated to marry her. If the 12-month period expires on Wednesday, he's obligated, it's a must. On Sunday, it's not a must. It's a reshus, it's not obligatory. So this is what Rabbi Yisrael said in the original memory. That's how the Ramban explained it. As far as the time of Tanis Pesulim is concerned, so Sunday should also be analogous to Wednesday. So the answer is, even Sunday bears a resemblance to Wednesday in respect to the permissibility of marrying on Sunday, just as it is permissible to marry on Wednesday, it is permissible to marry on Sunday too. But there is a difference. So again, I mean, the way Rabbi Yisrael says in the original memoir, there is a difference between Sunday and Wednesday, even though both days are suitable from the point of view of Tanis Pesulim. They are both equally suitable, but there is a difference. Both are suitable from the point of view of Tanis Pesulim consideration, but there is a difference. Wednesday is a day when it's obligatory upon him to marry her, in the 12-month period to expire. And Sunday, it's only reduced, it's permissible, but it's not obligatory. Why not? So again, even according to the Haramim of Chavisa, we have to explain it on the basis of Shomim. But according to the Maskon of Gimore, Shomim implies a Nisa to get married on any other day that is inconsistent with Shomim. That is inconsistent with Shabbat. According to Maskon of the Gemara, if on Sunday, if he wants to marry her on Sunday, he's not allowed to marry her on Sunday, because it's inconsistent with Shabbat. According to the Haramim of Chavisa, so he's allowed to marry her on Sunday. But because of Shabbat, he is not mechuyev to marry her on Sunday. Now, what does it mean? Why is it? Now, we have to understand the time of Shavuot. What does the Gemara say? Shavuot, Gemara says, that's a brisa here. So, Shavuot Chachomi, our Takonas Nesisoy, it's also that Gimel and that Hei. Shem v'chachomim. Al takon as mis yisoy. So, what? She yeterei al bisude shei shiyom. Echad b'shabes, v'sheni b'shabes, u'shlishi b'shabes. Now, so, how is it mashma from this lashon? That the whole takone of Shogdu was to accommodate the cow. Shogdu chachomi al takonas mitzisor to accommodate the cow. Now, so because of that, so he cannot get married, let's say, on any day other than Wednesday. Why? Not even on Sunday. Because if you marry her on Sunday, you will not be able to accommodate the kaveh with an elaborate sudeh of 3 days preparation. So, since it is with a kolas meis yisrael, as the Gemara points out, as Rav Yehi said in the second memory, in the ultimate memory, it spells it out, shom b'chachom al takonas meis yisrael, shperim b'shele sheish yom yach b'shabes, it's for her advantage, for her benefit, so she should be able to say, "Mi'efshit lakolas chachom." Efkol chachomim mo bizaki, that you are not allowed to marry on any day other than Wednesday, in order to accommodate me, to provide me with an elaborate tzudeh of 3 days preparation. I'm not interested in elaborate tzudeh. I want to get married today, Sunday. I want to get married today. So then it should be mechuyev. How does Rav Yehi say in his ultimate memory that as an answer to the kashe that you nosi be'echad b'shabes, nosi be'echad b'shabes? No, to nosi be'echad b'shabes is inconsistent with the kol of shom. But the kol of shom, so mele, Rav Yosef says, if the 12-month period expired on Sunday, and he didn't marry her, because he's not allowed to marry her on account of the kol of shom, though, he doesn't have to give him his ass. But the question is, Monash, what were you doing? When he says, he says, V'achshav sheshaminu shogdu, Eise sheshaminu, hiki azman unisei chumshoyer uprimo, hiki azman b'echad b'shabes, mitech shen yochel nichnes in mayu l'mzenes. What does it mean? Mitech shen yochel nichnes, when she refuses to get married on Sunday, because she says to him, to the chosin, I don't want to get married today, you will not provide me with an elaborate tzudeh. So of course, he doesn't have to give a mezenes if she refuses to get married. So obviously, when Rabbi Yisrael says, V'achshav sheshaminu, hiki azman lo v'nisho yichu v'sharei yichu v'truma, hiki azman lach v'shamit v'ashen yichu v'chaz ma'o mezenes, he doesn't have reference to a case where she refuses to get married, when the 12-month period expired on a Sunday and she refuses to get married. Naturally, if she refuses to get married, why should he be mechuyev mezenes? So, he has reference to the case where she says, let's get married today. Never mind an elaborate today. I'm not interested in that. I want to get married today. That to me is more important than preparing a suitor for 3 days. Obviously, Abiyah said, has reference to such a case. He couldn't have reference to a case where the 12-month period expired on Sunday and she says, well, I don't want to get married today. So then he has to tell us in Tik Chidesh that he's not the Chuyev Mezenes if she's inaccurate. So of course, he doesn't become the Chuyev to give us a Paul. So when Rabbi Yisrael says, the Achshav Sheshaninu, Shogdu, Eise Sheshaninu, Yigi Azman, Eise Chumshoi, Oy Trumo, he has reference to the king where she says, let's get married today. It's already 12 months since the Dushi. Time to get married. I want to get married today. And he says, no. He says, no, today is Sunday. We have to wait till Wednesday. So Rabbi Yisrael tells us that even in this case, he is not mechuyev mezenes. Why isn't he mechuyev mezenes? After all, the whole takonah, the takonah is meis yisrael. So she can say, yevshi takonah chachomi. What do you care about that? I don't care, the chachomi. Forbade you to marry me on Sunday in order to accommodate me, but I don't want to be accommodated with that. I prefer to get married today. So, how does Rav Yehi In his final memory say, the Akshav Shishaminu, Shogdu, Eitze Shishaminu, he gives Mamre Mitzir Hoshayo Tumo, he gives Mamre Mishabes, and he doesn't marry her because of that Akone, even though she wants to get married. But he says no. So Mamre is not Mechuyim Yisayis. If she says no, and the whole Akone was for her benefit, why, what kind of an ego is it? Why should he refuse? So that's very strange. Now, I think the Shimkubetzes mentions in the name of Rabbi Yena, I think. Now, 1 second. I have to find it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's here, in the Mishnah Berurah, it's page 10, the first column. Talmud Rabbi Yehoshua, Yitirei Adun Olam, Pirish, Shim Hoyu Nirimri, Shetinosi Be'achot B'Shav, Oy B'Sheni B'Shav, V'Yisakim Kedem HaShav, Hoy Amacho Shetorach V'Tikeu Yitzir Shivet Yimeyamish Denifsak, Aval Achshov Shetiknu Berbili, יוכל יתריח אחד בשבץ, ושני בשבץ, ושליש בשבץ, ותהיה שמחות שלמה. ויש אמרים, כי הוא ייקח תקנו בצוון בוי, כי הוא ייקח תקנו שיתרח, וסוד השני שיומים, מפני שאחר שתורח כל כך, לא נכו שיוציאו לראשם רע, וחזוק אלה בנתריה בסוד המסיב. So, 2 times I mentioned as to why the Chachomim were Mesakim, Shei Tereyach Gimuyom. One is because if he wouldn't have to be Tereyach Gimuyom, and she could get married, let's say, on Sunday. So, Sunday, now, when will he, we have to remember, it was Bishvan Chazal. So, there were no 20 workers who were involved in preparing the wedding. So, the host himself had to do everything. He couldn't possibly make all the preparations on Sunday for the wedding that would take place on Sunday. So he would have to start baking and cooking and doing many preparations before Shabbos. So the food that he would prepare before Shabbos would necessarily become spoiled to a little extent. Of course, if you have a freezer, all right, so you can preserve it. But without a freezer, and if you start preparing the food before Shabbos for the wedding Sunday, so between Thursday and Sunday, so the quality will be diminished. So it will be nifsak. You may not eat it, but it will not be so enjoyable. So he says, "Kimon yoreim shetinosi be'achol b'Shabbos, or b'shem b'Shabbos, nifsakim kim b'Shabbos, or yamachol shetorach." ותיקים את זה הרשילת עם העמיש למיסה, אבל עכשיו שתיקנו ברבי יוכל נקריח איך עוד בשבס, ושני בשבס, ושלישי בשבת, ותהיה שמחות וישלמות. ואם שמרי, כאילו כך תקנו שיתרר ביסודי שלישי יומים, ושאחר שתורח כל כך, לא ילכו שיציע לו שם רע, וחזוק אין לו דברי על ביסודי ומפסידו. Now, the second time the Talmud Rabbi mentions is completely for the benefit of the Kabbalah. In other words, the Chachom Mor Mizakel that he has to be matriach himself 3 days, because then he will not be disposed to be terea b'sudeh mafsido and to be mitilas against the sheep. So, if he does decide to come to Bezmin, he'll only decide to come to Bezmin if he is convinced that the Jew of Mizakel. You know, sometimes he might think she was Mizakel, but he's not 100% sure. He's 99% sure. And then it's not proper for him to come and to present his time. When is it proper for the chosen to come to Bezin and to present his time if he is 100% sure? But if he's not, one step, if he's not 100% sure, then it is not proper for him. It is not the right thing for him to come to Bezin just because he has assured he has guessed that she was his aunt. We see that the whole chiddush of Avraham Leder, Rohim HaPesach Posuach Metzotzi. So his level of Yisrael is because the whole chiddush is that we say he's debok. Because we could say he's not debok. And there is one man Donah who says that he's only debok if he's in Osu, if he's not in Paul, if he's debok, he's not even debok. So anyway, so there is some question as to whether he's sure whether he can be certain that she was Mizan. So the male, when is it the right thing for him to come to this? And on the contrary, the Chachomim tried to encourage him that, to come to this before it goes on. Only if he is 100% sure without a shadow of doubt. But sometimes a person might feel one way, but he's not 100% sure. So then, the Chachomim don't want him to come to Bezin. Chachomim want him to come to Bezin only if he is 100% sure, without a shadow of doubt. So the name of the Chachomim was Misaki. Sheyitrar b'sudei shvuyim sheyomim, mipnei she'achar shetorach kol kach, v'nechu sheyitzeh lo shem ra. Dechazok eino intereya b'sudei mafsido. So the Gemara doesn't mean that without being tereach in b'sudei, so a husband, So he's disposed to be with Hashem Ra's vision. I mean, he has to be a moshkoshem and moshkoshim. I mean, to viciously, maliciously, to come to Bezin. So, I mean, we are chishish, the husband. I mean, to be so, such a moshkosh. But we are chishish that the husband, if he has a suspicion that she is Mizane, even though he's not sure, he's disposed to come to Bezin in the heat of fury, even though he himself is not sure. And the Chachomim don't want him to come to Bezin in the heat of fury on the basis of his suspicion. The Chachomim want him to come to Bezin when he is convinced, without a shadow of doubt. So then we know that it's true. But if there is a shadow of doubt, then we don't know that it's true. How do we know that it's true? Only if he is convinced, then it's the right that it's true. So Meile, the Chachomim wanted to discourage him and to deter him from coming to Bezin, unless he is convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt. So Meile, if he'll be tereach 3 days, so then he will not be so readily disposed to undermine the whole marriage, because he knows he put in a lot of work, he worked 3 days, so he will not be readily disposed to be terea b'sudei mafsido. So that is the reason as to why the Chachomim were mizakeh, that he cannot get married on any day except the day where it was possible for him to be terea b'sudei 3 days. So there he will be reluctant to become readily disposed to come to Bezin and present the finest tzuni to Bezin. So, according to the second Roshi, it's all for the benefit. It's all for the benefit of, it's all for the benefit of the car. According to the first washing, so it's not exclusively the takone of the real Suga Gimul Yomim is not exclusively for the benefit of the Kohen, but it's for the benefit of him and the Kohen. Now, so I'm trying to answer. Now you see, because there is a kash against the final member of Rabbi Yisrael. The final member of Rabbi Yisrael says, Yach Shoshi Shominu, Shobdu, Iso Shishi Shominu. Why? Because the takone of Shogdu prevents him, doesn't allow him to have the wedding on Sunday. So obviously it must have reference to the case where she wants to get married. Because if it is reference to the case where she refuses to get married, so then, so, what kind of a chiddush is that? It is for a pshuto. So, it has referenced the case where she wants to get married on Sunday. In spite of the fact that it will not provide her, it will not accommodate her with the tirche, with the level of tzude, of 3 days preparation. Still, the case of tells us, because of the halacha of Shogdu, he cannot marry her, even if she wants to get married, he is not allowed to marry her. So, it cannot be on the score of the second time that Talmid Ramin mentioned, but it has to be on the score, it has to be on the score of the first time. Now, so, because on the score of the second time, it's always exclusively with him also, and if she wants to get married, so, why shouldn't he be allowed to marry her on Sunday? So he might readily be disposed to present the tithes to investment, but she doesn't care, and it's with him also. So when Rabbi says in the final memra says, in the final memra says that achso shishoninu shomdu, so even if the 12-month period expires on Sunday, so it's not mechuyev mizeinus, even if she wants to get married. So it is because of the first time. The first time is not exclusively with Ivoso, it's with Ivashneya. In other words, because if you get married, if Ipsula will get married on a day that did not involve 3 days preparation, so that means that the whole Sude, the whole Simcha will be diminished. Because the food and the leaf will be spoiled. So the enjoyment of the wedding will be reduced to a minimum on account of the fact that the suda was, the food was prepared 3 days, I mean more than 3 days before the wedding. So Mimele, even if she demands on the score of that time from the point of view of the first Roshni Talmid Rabbi Yehiye, so even if she says, I want to get married on Sunday, so he's not allowed. So, now, why shouldn't he be allowed? So, now, as, how do we understand the first time? He says, Pirushim morim morimri, shekinosi be'achem b'shabes, v'yishay b'shabes, v'yisakim kirim ha-shabes, Suppose she doesn't care, so he's still not allowed to get married on Sunday. Why? Because it will upset his own simcha. Not only her simcha, it will upset his own simcha. As a matter of fact, there is a certain new kaloshin in the Ram, an hour more. The Ram implies that this takone of Shogdu can be dispensed with if the chosn and the kala both agree to dispense with Shogdu. If they don't say, we don't care about Rabbi Yisude that involves 3 days population. So there, a psula can be missed on Sunday. That's what the Ram said.
Oh, now we run here. The first run, the long term, the first term, he said, the third big line in the run, Umakshor, Keirche, Bittone, Hai, Taime, Limite, Shalom, Limite, Taime, Bishom, Limute, Achim, Shabbo, Sias, Kash. The reason is why the Mishnah says that the Psalm is allowed to get married only on Wednesday. All right, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday night, because of time is short. But it was Sunday night either. Why Sunday night either? Because of Shabbos. Why didn't the Mishnah spell out Shabbos? It mentions the time of time is short. Let the mention, let the Mishnah say, Psalm is in Rabbi, or one of the Hamish, the one of the Shabbos is in the Mishnah by Yom. He shame in the Hamish, he will tell us, Psalm is very much like this. Why does the Mishnah not discuss the Takon of Shavuot? After all, the Mishnah mentions that Kiyomovili, thus implying Sunday night. So the Mishnah should mention Takon of Shavuot, there's the Kashi. So he says, Umakshoach, Keichem, the third divine, Keichem, the high time of the Mishayom, raise the time of the Shavuot, the Mudach of the Shabbat. Die diese Gmorre, du weißt den Teil, da wurde mir im Heim, ich schon so, in einem Mischem Koche, die diese Gmorre, Tier zu bewegen, mich in der Hand teilen mit Krieg, der Heiche mit Triachlei, Mises Dach und Schabes, wir haben den Wort im Gotto, wo ich nicht das Leben gebrochen, nächstes ist Amon, wenn wir es leider taten, brochen, nächstes ist Amon, wenn wir es leider taten, brochen, mich im Koche, ich vertelle, wir wollen hier, die Bischle, die habe Tonne, die mir in Schabes kamen, mich in Krieg, aber die, die Bille Tonne, und die Mischle, spells it out, it's only on Wednesday, thus implying Sunday night. So this is the way, I think I'm going to create, and my little bit of time, we fix our mirror, the time of wisdom is to be one time. Kehicha do we raise him is a rule bit of kante. Give me the night I'm going to say, give me the zone. Time of wisdom is to make it a shink, I do call it three shink, go. The ad dashes on the field, behind the time, in the far semester, mute, have a two way, the Nazi Beachot B'Shabbos, which is the Triachot, in Name, the Rikabde Omos Va'arusso, B'Sudo, V'Loi B'Broche Klau, U'man B'Chose L'Yoda, D'Mishum Hoche. Elo, the Nitzel B'Shabbos, or V'Loi N'Misuri Ka'adol, or V'Loi B'Shabbos. So he says the reason is why the Mishnah does not mention the time of Shavdu, because Rabbi Na'akodesh deliberately suppress the time, because there might be immersion. Because if the whole time will be mentioned, so then many times, many Hassanim would say, Hassanim and their cowards, they'd say, why I'm sending now? Because of us, we should have the good today. We don't care for today. So then I'll begin, if the Omus and the Arus are together, and I'm not free, so then they can get married on Sunday. So then it will mean that Hosni and Kale will have a wedding without miraculous today. Even though it will be kidding. But the Chachomim Rabin HaKodesh didn't want that as a result of his mentioning the town, so many Hosni and Kale should have a reduced city. So because of that, he didn't mention the town. But it is true anyway, if the Hosni and the Arusos and not Makhdik. They don't say, we are not interested in elaborate Tzuri. We can have a Mika Tzuri. We don't see with all kinds of meat and all kinds of fish. We can have a piece of honey, that's enough for us. So no way, so in such a case, we can get nothing from something. That's what the Ram said. If the Omus and the Arus, they are not Makhdik. So we can get nothing from something. So he emphasizes, if the Omus and the Arus are not Makhdik. The implication being that if the Arus is not Makhdik, but the Omus is Makhdik, then they cannot get married on something. I mean, from what point of view, how can that be explained? Not on the basis of the second time, the second Washington Talmid Ramiyeh. Because if it had been on the basis of the second Washington Talmid Ramiyeh, so the Ram should say, if the Arus is not Makhdik, never mind what the Omus says. And the Ram says, only if the Omus and the Arus say, both together, they join in the same opinion, the same judgment, they don't care for the Ram Mutsuri. and for Tirche or no Tirche. So then they are allowed to get married. So then they are allowed to get married. So one second, please. So that can be explained only on the basis of the first Loshi in Talmid Ramin. So Memele, now we were the Kashi against the opening memory of Rabbi Yitzchak. How does Rabbi Yitzchak say the Aksh of Sheshaminu? Only so Sheshaminu is the Azman will need to hear from Shoyot Kumo. He may be the Azman behind the Shabbat. The Kirshan Yochel Yitzchak. In the Maimon Yitzchak. So, what does it mean? Yidiyas Mandecha B'Shabbos, and she wants to get married on Sunday, and she doesn't want to get married on Sunday. So then, of course, if she doesn't want to get married on Sunday, how could there be something I talk in anybody's mind that we should consummate and be the Chayim Yizedes when she's in Akeres? I mean, that would be preposterous. So obviously, when Rabbi Yitzchak says "Vachir Shaminu," he hears "Madach Mishamtesh Yochol Mayim Zedes." He means even if she is willing to get married on Sunday, so he can say no, and he doesn't become a Chayim Zedes, even though she is willing. Why? That's because of the first Washington in the Rabbinic. So what does the Ram say if they are both in Makti? But suppose he is Makti, then he's not allowed. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yisef in the final member says that the Akshash Shemino in Kiyaz Mabach Mishabes with the Akshash Yoch Miknes in Mayim Zines, even if she says, I'm ready to get married on Sunday. But he says, no, I don't want to get married on Sunday and eat spoiled food or eat meager food, I mean insufficient food. So then he's not allowed to get married on Sunday. So because of that, he doesn't become a chuyeh anything. That's the final memory of Avis. But according to the Ramban, it's mashma, that in the original memory of Rav Yisef also knew of the Takon of Shom. Yes. But whereas in the final member of Rabbi Yitzchak, so the Takon of Shom was based upon two times. One time, because of Shinitra Bisude Shesh Yomi, in order he should not be readily disposed to be Tereya Bisude Mapsido, that exclusively for her Takon. So, in the case where she is ready to get married, so there is no Meda. So, no Meda. But then there is another time. In other words, that is Takon Shneyan, in order to have a maximum Sude, a maximum Simcha, anyway. So, that's the Baskone. So, he said in the Havamine, he also knew that there is a concept of Shabbat. But in the Havamine, Rabbi Yitzchak only knew of Shabbat on the basis of Takonas Mipri Yisrael. Because after all, the Rosh is the Shabbat of Chachom of Takonas Mipri Yisrael. So the second time is implicit in the Rosh of the member, of the prize. Mashiach in the first time is not even implicit. But we see that there is another time. So the original member of Rabbi Yitzchak didn't know of the first Moshe, of the first time, only of the second time. So in Meile, the first Moshe of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said like this, according to Ramban, how is it that the Mishnah implies that the Psula can get married only on Yom Ravi, not every other day? And the Mishnah mentioned the Tabatan Psula. So that explains as to why Psula is not missing Riyim, Shemim, Yadrim, Shlishi, Yim, Chavish, Yim, Shishi. But that does not explain as to why Psula is not missing Yim Rishi. But the Mishnah does imply Yim Ravi, not Yim Rishi. So Rabbi Yitzchak, that was the kasha of Rabbi Yitzchak. But not any other day. Bishlam on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday not, we understand. But it's inconsistent, I'm assuming. But why you eat him now? So he gives the carrot. Fish is on you, he has man. The Lord is said, Echo is Mishalei, the Echo is, the Echo is Bitrumo, the Echo is Bitrumo. So, Yochid, he has man, the Echo is Shabbat. So we have my law, miseries. So I would say, it's not right, that if it is Giyaz Bam Beach of the Shabbos, and Rabbi Yisef in the original memory also knew of that kind of show. But here we are dealing with the case where the 12-month period expired on Sunday, and she is willing to get married on Sunday. She wants to get married, but he doesn't want. He is reluctant to marry on Sunday. So, and he is not mechuyev to give a mezeinis. So why is he mechuyev to give a mezeinis? Why the mechuyev mezeinis? After all, 2 days is the time of Shavdu. But in the case of the time of Shavdu is because of Takonas Nechisrola. So in the case where she wants to get married, so then there is no reason of getting married. So he should be mechuyev mezeinis in the 12-month period expires on Sunday, and she wants to get married on Sunday, and he is reluctant. So if he doesn't marry her, he should be mechuyev mezeinis. So the Mishnah tells us, even though he's a psula mitzvah mavdil doctor, but he cannot be forced. He's not mechuyev to marry her. He's not mechuyev to marry her on Sunday. Why? Because of the of your reverence. So in other words, and right now in the first memory, so Rav Yisef knew of the Takana of Shomdu, but he only knew of the second Washington of Yeramir. He didn't know of the first Washington of Yeramir. So anyway, since he only knew of the second Washington, so in the case where the Caliph is ready to get married on Sunday, so then there is no reason of marrying on Sunday. But he has to choose not to marry on Sunday. Why? Because even though Rabbi Yisef did not know of the first portion of Talmud Yerameel, but the fact is that if he will get married on Sunday, so then the Simcha will be reduced. So the Simcha will be reduced because there won't be any rabbinic food with good quality. Either there will be very, very meager food, so then it will not be spoiled, and if it will be a level of food, so it will be spoiled, one of the two. So the manual, according to the Hatami of Chavili, he was allowed to get married, as long as the caliph doesn't care about the level of food. But if he marries her, the simcha will be reduced. So the manual, he will not be mikayim the mitzvah, after all, the chosn is mechuyev mesimcha. And so if there is no simcha and there is no level today, so then there is a mitzvah kiyumis, even though he will have no avera. But the mitzvah kiyumis he'll have when he prepares the level today that involves the tircha of shalosh yamim. So mainly because of that he has the hepeah, not the malia, even though the caliph is willing to get married on Sunday, so there is no reason to get married, but he still has the head not to get married, even though the 12-month period expires. So that's what Rabbi Yisef said. Why does the Mishnah emphasize Yemavi more than Yemavi? Let the Mishnah say, Psula Mitzvah, the Yemavi or the Yemavi? The Mishnah says, Psula Mitzvah is Yemavi, but Yemavi is not. But there is a difference between Yemavi and Yemashemi. Yemashemi, a Psula is not allowed to get married because of the Kodesh Yisroel. But the Yemavi, So, but being Moshe, he is allowed to get married, and he is allowed to marry her, but he is not mechuyev to marry her. So anyway, if the 12-month period expired on Sunday, and he doesn't want to marry her on Sunday, because it will reduce his simcha to a minimum, So then he doesn't get to marry her, and he doesn't become the Chulav Mizeinus. That's why the Mishnah emphasizes Sulamis Ravi and doesn't say Sulamis Ravi only a magician, because there is a certain prevalence in the Ravi as against the magician. Because while both days are suitable for getting married, and there is no easier, and another day, but there is a big difference. And Wednesday there is no easier, and it's mechuyev, it's an imperative, it's a must, he must get married. And if it expires on Wednesday, and he doesn't marry her, then it becomes mechuyev in his anus, because he's obligated to marry her. But if the 12-month period expires on Sunday, if he wants to marry her, and she wants to marry on Sunday, he can do so, but he's not obligated. And why is he obligated? Why did the Chachamim mechayev him? Because after all, he has a good reason not to marry on Sunday. Because then the simcha of the Shiva Simei HaMishneh will be reduced to a minimum. And there will be a kiyumi in having more simcha, in having an irregular tzudeh. So because of that, the Mishneh emphasizes Psula Miseis Rinovi. So that was Rav Yitzchak's original memory. But then Rav Yosef said, Tove Tanyag in Forest Tanyag, Be Tanyag in Forest Tanyag. So how did the Ramban explain it? So the Ramban said, because Rav Yosef said in the final memory, the Kashele, My Tanyag Eino Mayro, Timothy Bechad Bishabe, Umanyo Midenesh, Shel Vishgesenu Mutiknu Kwa, and Shimshiashko Ebesdi. So, because in the Maskona of Yosef held that Monefshah, if he's allowed to marry her, so it's not enough. In the Habamunah of Yosef held, even though he's allowed to marry her, in the case where she is willing to get married, but he prefers to have the Rebbe today, so he's allowed to marry her. So, even though he's allowed to marry her, but he's considered an onus, because there will be a reduced simcha. So he will not be becoming the mitzvah of simcha in Shiva Simei HaMishneh Minamufa, because he will have a reduced tzudeh, or the food will not be good. So because of that, Rabbi Yosef held the Havamineh that is considered an onus, and maybe it doesn't become a chuyev mizeinus. So the Maskoneh is no. He's not considered an onus, because after all, when he's considered an onus, when he can't marry her, when the deen forbids it, but if the deen allows him, but he prefers to have a maximum simcha, rather than a minimum simcha, as long as he's allowed to marry her, so then he's not an onus. So then Rabbi Yosef said, no, that even if she's willing to get married on Sunday, time from Monday, so he's still offered to marry her, because it will involve a reduced simcha. Some male seems he's also to get married, some male is an onus, so he's not my own thing.
According to the sample, we then noticed that the woman was the one who was the
Yeah.
So she was married, it had come from about that the time for her.
Yes, that's right, yes, that's
yes. Right. Yes, she's a,
of course, she's a
she was more than that, she was more than that,
she was But he's the memory, even if he wasn't the reaction.
So why is it going to be the Kadosh?
No, because if he would have to be the reaction, so then it would be less likely. In the long run, it would be the less likely for him to be the reaction. That's only in the background. But that would mean, of course not. It doesn't mean that for him, that it was not, because he is never ready to call over, or he was not reacting to it. Even if he goes by three or four
together,
he's still in
that. He's still in that.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the
first reason, first time coming to the symptom.
Yeah.
Two things. One, the symptom of the fucking...
But I'm not really mentioning stupid.
Right, no.
It's a bad job to have.
Right, but in the first reason, there's a reason of symptom. Symptoms of both of them.
No, that's not the only existing.
But symptoms take the same.
No, the food will not be in the best quality.
Right, so that, and again,
if I'm both, it's
for no, each of them has the right on your matter. So even if she's Mavasar, he can be Mavasar.
That's right.
But
and if he is Makti, then it's also for you to know, you see. If he is Makti, so it's also. That means that he, well, the Simcha will be reducing. If he says he doesn't care, so that means
okay,
he will not be able to do Simcha.
That explains why that Mavasar is Mavasar. If he's Makti, and the Mishnah here matters.
Yeah.
But there was another point that you mentioned about the Kiyom Mitzvahate was some task which he could fulfill by having 3 days to make the night Suda. You said that...
Yeah, I like this in the According to Havamina Pravinsi, on Sunday, he's allowed to marry her if she doesn't care for the Suda of Kim Yom Til. He's allowed to marry her. But, he still can insist that he doesn't want to reduce Simcha. So the Mele, if he doesn't want to reduce Simcha, So he can insist that he doesn't want to get married and have a reduced Simcha and to eat food that is poisoned. So the male is not allowed. So in other words, so he's not allowed him to get married.
Well, that was clear. But there seems to be another point that you have brought in about the mitzvahim of Simcha.
No, you see, but the point is this, you see. Suppose, because the Ram says that if both of them say that they are not Makti, then he's allowed to marry on Sunday? Oh.
This case, I feel like. Yeah. And this first thing we said is for his own sin. He's Makti on his own sin.
Yeah.
But this other point about the mitzvah humor, about the son's heart. That he needs 3 days in order to make a feast, which is the Samcha. He can even be Mavasar and his Simcha. But he wants to have the Mitzvah Kiyumis, that he should be able to...
No, I don't mean the Mitzvah Kiyumis in order to meet Samaya her. She doesn't care, so why don't I have the Mitzvah Kiyumis? Because, you see, I didn't discuss all that. You see, I didn't have the time to discuss all that. Actually, by posting there are 2 halachas. I can show it to you. I mean, I didn't discuss all that. I shouldn't have mentioned it. You are right, you see, because it might be a little confusing. There are 2 halachas of Simcha by Chosha. You can see that. So the Ramo mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the big chiddush, that the Nisho, the Kale, if she is Meichel, and the Simcha, he doesn't have to be Sameachim or Gimliom. He doesn't have to be Sameachim or Gimliom.
That's
after the Ramana, the Buddha. Well, that's not such a good question. Now, let's see what the Chalkas and Chaitik and the Beis Shmuel say. Alright. The host knows about this in the world.